we're doing the Ketur Shana Aruch Mekor Chaim, we're doing the laws of Purim. So one is responsible to read the Megillah at night and read it again by day. One should ideally read the Megillah in the beginning of the night, but you could read the Megillah all night long. Technically, all night is kosher for reading the Megillah for the night. And all day, ideally from Nates onward, but worst comes to worst, you could even read it 72 minutes before Nates and your Yotze. The correct way to read the Megillah is in public. It's a more honor, it's showing more honor to our king. And that's why we stop our learning, we stop what we're doing, and we go to hear it in Mass. The proper way is to go to a big shul and hear it with a bunch of people. Men, women, everyone comes to hear the Megillah. It's correct to bring the little children, so long as they don't disturb. If they're going to disturb, then they shouldn't be brought to shul. If women can't hear it in shul, they're watching the kids or for whatever reason, so then we read it for the women at home. If a woman doesn't have someone to read it before her, then she could read it for herself in a kosher Megillah. And she makes the blessing. When we hear the Megillah read by the public readers, so that's, we're Yotze, but we have to hear every word. So the person reading has to be an adult who can hear, who understands. Where we do not have a minyan, it's not clear whether a person can be Motzi, can read on behalf of someone else. Ideally, the people should read along with the one who's reading. If there is not a minyan present, we're not knowing like that. That's what he writes, but we are knowing that even if there isn't a minyan present, that the one who reads is motzi, even an individual. He writes over here something which should be obvious to us. You're not yotze reading the Megillah by hearing a radio or a recording or on TV. You got to hear it live, not through speakers. When we read the Megillah, we make three blessings, and the three blessings are on our behalf, so we have to listen when the reader is going to make those blessings and answer Amen with the intent that he's saying it on our behalf too. The blessings are on the mitzvah of reading the Megillah, Shas Anisim, we thank Hashem for the miracles He did on our behalf, and Shehechiyonu. if a woman reads the Megillah, so then there's a discussion, does she make the blessing the Shmoa Mikra Megillah? That's the way the Ashkenazim do. Others say the Sfaradim go, and those that go with the Gra, they say that the woman makes the same blessing, Al Mikra Megillah. It's a discussion whether she has the same blessing as men if she's doing it on her own. by day, the Sfaradim do not make a Shehecheyanu again, and the Ashkenazim do. The blessing of Shehecheyanu we should have in mind is going to cover the mitzvos of the day, the mitzvah of Mishloach Monos, the mitzvah of the feast, the meal of Purim, and obviously the reading of the Megillah. Now the Sfaradim have to have all that in mind at night because they're not going to make another Shehecheyanu the next morning. after the Megillah, we make another blessing, Haravit Riveinu, a blessing thanking Hashem who fought on our behalf. And all these blessings are ideally, but in a situation where you missed the blessing for whatever reason, you could still be Yotzei the Megillah, provided you heard every word. Now, if you're hearing a Megillah privately, if you don't have a minyan, then we do not make the blessing following the reading of the Megillah.